Hey, good afternoon. This is 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio, and I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd with ArtSpeak Radio every Wednesday. It's noon to 1 o'clock here on KKFI, so thank you so much for tuning us in and making us a priority in your day. And for those who are listening online at kkfi.org, good morning. Good afternoon, actually, so thank you so much. Hey, today we got a full bill of people here in the studio, a gaggle of artists, very creative. I say a gaggle because I don't know what a group of artists would be, but all here in the studio live to talk to you. We've got folks from the Kansas City Comic Con. We've got Barry Poole and Jed Kite. We also have the amazing, talented Anthony A.O. Orpeza, who's an artist, coming up in the news recently with his renditions of Mayor Sly James as a superhero. We love that. We love that. Also in the studio, we have, where's my other sheet of paper, honey? Oh, here we are. We also have from the public library, the Mid-Continent Public Library, we have some people that are going to talk about the upcoming storytelling celebration that takes place this weekend. We've got Kimberly Howard, who is the assistant manager of community programming. Also, if that's not enough, we have the amazing Stephen Curtis, who is the former director of community and building engagement. Moving forward, moving on, and we're going to catch up with him later on in the program. But right now, I want to talk about the Kansas City Comic Con, which is taking place this Friday, November 10th through Sunday, November 12th at the Bartle Hall at 301 West 13th Street here in Kansas City, Missouri. And, you know, it's Kansas City's hometown comic convention, and it's open to all ages. I love that. John's like, yes. It's open to all ages, and it's dedicated to featuring our local and national creators, vendors, cosplayers, media guests, alongside activities for the entire family. So I want to welcome Jed Kite and Barry Poole. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Maria.
Well, you seem very excited about this Comic-Con. Let's talk about it.
I am very excited about this Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Barry is as well. The whole staff, actually. It's a labor of love. It's surprising how it takes about 300 days to prepare for three.
Wow.
Just getting everybody together, as you had just mentioned, the media guest, the creatives, both local and national within the comic book industry, the vendors, the cosplayers, the special events that we plan throughout the three-day weekend. It's going to be a great time.
This is huge. It's huge, isn't it?
It's big. This is Kansas City Comic Con's third year. And I think we're going to... Three is my favorite number, and I think we're going to go out with a bang on this one.
Yeah. And I can tell our listeners that tickets are on sale now at KansasCity/ComicCon.com for more information about the tickets and prices and dates and all that. But it is taking place at the Bartle Hall at 301 West 13th Street. And also, you're excited to announce a special 40th anniversary celebration of Superman, the movie, Barry.
Oh, yes. For those of you who are fans like we are, the Richard Donner era Superman, Christopher Reeve Superman that we all seem to the love, made us believe a man can fly. we've got several of the surviving cast members. I shouldn't say surviving, but...
Existing.
Existing. Yes,
when,
absolutely.
When a couple of them go unexpectedly too soon, you know, that's... I guess you could say that word, but, you know, existing's good. This is the official kickoff for the Superman 40th anniversary tour that they will be doing in 2018, actually, but they have dubbed our show the official kickoff for that tour and are promoting it as such. We're excited to have, Margot Kidder, Jeff East, Ursa and Non, but two of the three major Kryptonian villains from Superman 2.
Sarah Douglas. Jack O'Halloran.
And Jack O'Halloran. Jack O'Halloran is ready to arm wrestle anyone, I'm sure.
Oh, well.
And he's in good enough shape.
He's
he probably
in good enough
can't
shape
take all comers, that's for
sure. Yeah, I'm sure.
Wow.
We also have Aaron Smolinski. Yeah. He was the baby Clark Kent in the first movie. Diane Sherry Case, who was the young Lana Lang.
From high school, yeah.
Right.
Well, is it possible that it could really be 40 years?
I know.
Get out, yeah.
It really doesn't, does it? It dates us, that's for sure. I saw it in the theater.
I remember it in the theater.
Yeah. So this is exciting because this kickoff for this 40th anniversary of Superman, the movie, begins right here in Kansas City, right?
Right.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, as a way to support local comic creators, Kansas City Comic Con will also provide free tables for Kansas City area comic creators, right?
We have done that every year, and that's something we will continue to do.
Barry and I both agree, and we've really pushed it through the summer while doing some Facebook Live videos around the area of local hobby shops, comic book stores, trinket shops like the one in St. Joe. It's all about community for Kansas City Comic Con. Yeah. We really want to push the, I don't want to say fledgling, because they're not fledgling artists, but they're getting there. You know, they're not in the industry, your known Jim Lees or Todd McFarlane's, but they should be. We like to represent them as
well. That's terrific.
Well, and the thing is a lot of people don't even realize what a hotbed of creative talent we have as far as comic books go in this town.
That is in the industry, yeah. Kansas City actually has quite a few of the really, like, sought-after hot talent that is in the industry.
And it's been like that for a while. I mean, we've had other comic creators, Steve Lytle and Rick Stacy, that a lot of people don't realize lived in this town and still do, and were big in comics for a long time. But we don't just focus on comic creators. Right, we focus on independent artists like Anthony back behind us, who was gracious enough to do the Super Slide James for us. And he has a fantastic creation of his own, Amigo Man. If you guys haven't seen that, you definitely need to. And Super Slide will both be in attendance at the their phone representations will be at our show.
Good cover.
They're a little phony. I love that. I love that. So on Friday, you can come be a part of the Superman experience. A VIP package includes a meet and greet of celebrities with autographs, photo ops, exclusive 40th anniversary posters, and so on. And so that's Friday.
Barry, correct me if I'm wrong. The VIP package actually goes all weekend?
The VIP package will allow you to partake in different things all weekend. Okay. I mean, we've got...
it's not just Friday.
It's not just Friday.
No, Friday night, we've got a special viewing of Superman II, the Richard Donner cut. That's at 8 o'clock at the Alamo Drafthouse. Okay. Tickets are still available. If you go to alamodrafthousekc.com, I believe is the website, you can look at that. Saturday, we have a special two-hour panel. CapedWonder.com and Coolwater Productions are joining together to host a panel, a two-hour live panel. As a matter of fact, we are going to have an additional cast member Skyping in for the panel itself, Valerie Perrine, Miss Tessmacher from the movies.
That's terrific.
And
yeah.
We've got that. And then, like you said, we've got the photo ops and the autographs and things like that. So it's a big thing. We even have a tie-in to that with the Casey Brick Lab. Lego Discovery Center was nice enough to donate some items for us, and they're going to put on a big Superman-themed display for us. It's going to be like Metropolis and Smallville and the Kent Farm, things like that. It's going to be fantastic.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And also, I see on this card here that Kevin Smith does a live recording of his Fat Man on Batman podcast.
That's the big pentacle day on Saturday. Night, one night only. Kevin Smith does not do this type of stuff very often, Kansas City Comic Con is very fortunate that he agreed, and he's coming to our town, he's coming to our convention, and he is going to do a live recording of his podcast, Fat Man on Batman. Tickets are still available. You can go to the Kansas City Dash Comic Con for that. In addition, we have just recently announced that he is also doing a 250-item private signing. You bring the item to us. We will take it to Kevin. He signs it. We'll give it back to you. We'll have a numbering system with tickets that keep track of everything, so it'll be in good hands. Kevin, as far as I understand, does not do the signings very much at all anymore.
It's very rare.
So, again, Kansas City is very lucky that you know, you got a nice guy like Barry approaching you and saying, hey, sign. He goes, all right.
Wow. Wow. You are somebody. I love that. Well, and also I want to mention that Kevin Smith, well, for this, the signing with Kevin Smith, that's limited. How do people get involved in that? How do they find out more information?
So it, as far as it goes, we've announced it. So, I mean, it's known. We've not been shy about it. It's been all over.
Do they register online?
Well, is there? It's not. It's first come, first serve. Basically, you have to be the first on the floor up until cutoff on Saturday afternoon, because the signing will happen Saturday evening before, I believe, before the recording.
We
will have a cutoff time. It's first come, first serve. So just be one of the first people, one of the first 250 people. It's a 2-item limit per person. But at 250, we have to shut it off. That's the rules we have to follow with Kevin Smith's camp. But that's about the best I can tell you. Get there.
Well, that,
don't dilly dally.
That and the website, you know, which would give you more information.
Yeah, our Facebook page is very traffic heavy, and we try to keep that as up to date as well. Facebook seems to be the go-to versus websites these days, but you can find information on both.
So we keep them both up to par. And then I understand also Macaroni Kid will be on hand to host Superhero Training Academy with activities such as, let's see, Flash Dash, Mighty Muscles, so on. And a
Superhero
special,
Training.
Yeah.
I love that. And special appearance by Wonder Woman.
Well, and something else for the Wonder Woman,
this
for
is
the
your
kids.
Baby.
Well, there's two things, actually. It's all tied together. At Macaroni Kid, some of the boys and girls will be able to learn a little bit about crafting and cosplay. They get build their own leather bracelets and gauntlets, so they can be little Amazon warrior or Greek warriors, that kind of thing, go around and clang their bracelets.
That's cool.
Not that leather makes a lot of noise, but and the tie-in for that, we've got that for the little kids. For the bigger kids, we have something that we believe no other con has tried to pull off ever, as a matter of fact.
As far as I know.
A group of very, very skilled and talented cosplay and prop builders are going to come into our show and help up to 50 people, men, women, parents. You can build them for your kids if you like. Amazon or Greek warrior-inspired armor. They're... You can go to our website again under Kansas City Comic Con Experiences, and you can see more about that. But by the time they're done over the 3 days, there's a short Q&A and then two separate two-hour classes, and that's all it takes. For something that typically takes about 300 hours for a skilled cosplayer to do, they're going to walk out with a full costume, a full suit of armor. And
We've seen the prototypes, too.
It looks really cool. Yeah.
It is really, really hard to kind of encapsulate with words what this
it is.
It's hard. It's something you need to come see and be part of, really.
I try to describe it for people of what we've, you know, what you idealized, and then we've got it into fruition. You just got to participate in it. It's going to be cool. Really cool.
Maria, we'll make you some bracelets.
Yeah.
I love that.
We'll make you imagine one for the right hand with your left hand doing right there.
I love that. Yeah, this is my super power was breaking my wrist. But, you know, we want to tell people that this Kansas City Comic Con is coming. It's going to be here Friday through Sunday.
Finally, it's coming.
Finally, yeah, at Bartle Hall, 30 West 13th Street here in Kansas City, Missouri. So it's open to all ages, and it's very family-friendly, right?
It's very family-friendly. Yeah. Kids 10 and under are free. I want to also tell everybody listening, and we'll post it on the Facebook page and the website as well, the announcements aren't done.
Okay.
There's certain things via legalities with certain camps we can't talk about yet until a certain time.
But you could tell us.
Well, I am telling you, like, keep your eyes and ears open, because we're not done with the surprises yet.
So, you know, with this website, you'll be able to find out that updated information.
As soon as we are able to release it, we're releasing it like the Kraken.
Believe me, we're chomping at the bit to talk about
some of this
stuff.
Oh, man, I want to say it right now.
Can you write it down, and then I'll just happily read it over there?
No, you're not part of our camp.
Legally, we can bypass all that.
We'll just leave it on the counter, and if it just happens
I just happen to read it. Well, and I'm going to say that this opens Friday, November 10th at 1 o'clock, and then that runs through till 7 p.m., and then Saturday, an earlier time at 10 to 7, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right.
And then the ticket prices, you have super VIP experience, an adult Sunday pass, adult 3-day pass, all of that information. Children ages 10 and under are free. And
The Superman experience VIP pass, there are a lot of goodies within that price tag. So you're getting all the signatures. You're getting two movie passes to the Donner film. There's a surprise at the Donner screening as well. So
eight separate limited edition 40th anniversary posters.
Like limited edition exclusive to Archon posters for the event.
Swag bags.
Man,
swag bags.
All sorts of things.
Just, this sounds like so much fun. You guys are so excited about it. I'm so happy that, you know, it's here in Kansas City, the Comic-Con this weekend. That's beautiful. I love it. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com or KansasCity/Comic-Con.com. Facebook for more information and, of course, the website.
Yeah.
There is one more person I would like to plug, if I may, if we have time. This gentleman does not get a lot of play because he was behind the scenes for one of the most important movies of our era. But we have Colin Cantwell coming to Kansas City. And for those who don't know who Colin Cantwell is, this gentleman is responsible for designing and creating what we now know as the Death Star, the TIE Fighter, X-Wing, and the Star Destroyer from the original Star Wars trilogy. So the stuff that we grew up on and bought toys of and collect now, this is the man that's responsible. Barry and I had the pleasure of meeting his camp in Colorado Springs earlier this summer. Both our jaws dropped. We picked him back up, and then we're like, we have to have you in our town. And I think within a day, we had
Not only did we have him, but again, with the Casey Brick Lab and Lego Discovery Center, which was nice enough to donate
this
some
is
things.
Great.
This is going to be another thing. We talk about community all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought that up with the runners of Casey Brick Lab, and I said, do we have anything that we can do for community? He said, we are trying this new thing. We want to try this out. We've done it on a smaller scale for other shows, but we want to go big. We want to do just as grand as we can, especially when they heard about Colin, and they said, we're going to do a community build. People can come in, they can partake, they can build with Legos, which is something I like to do.
That's
and
awesome.
We're going to build a 12-foot Death Star trench. And I think we're also going to try to get Colin to do a little photo op there and be like telling people, no, that's not how that works.
Start
trust
over.
Me.
That's fun. I love it. I love it.
And then one more thing that just popped into my head on top of with the Justice League coming out and we have the Superman VIP experience. We also have Burt Ward and Lee Merriweather from the 1966 Batman
television
show.
Are you kidding me, man?
We never kid about things like this.
Not the,
we're funny people, but we don't kid about things
every time I
like
say
that.
Burt Ward, who's Robin, that gives me goosebumps. Because the original Robin I grew up on, you know?
Absolutely.
And they're two of the three remaining cast members. Julie Newmar, who doesn't travel anymore, was the other Catwoman. But everybody else has sadly passed on. But we still got Bert, and we still have Lee, and they're coming to Kansas City.
And there's a slew of other things that are going on. We have really tried to pull out all the stops this year. So
I'm really proud
guys,
of
don't
this
miss
team.
This. Really, don't
I,
miss this
I
show.
I tell you what, this is just a fantastic opportunity for our community. You know, for
that's
everyone
what
in
we
City
hope.
And,
that's
yeah,
what we're hoping for. How we've designed this show is with the community in mind.
I've been having those like it's not a nightmare, but you go to sleep and you're still working in your sleep, and I'm envisioning what Friday is going to be like. I'm excited.
It's going to be lovely. It's going to be so much fun. Thank you guys both for coming in. Is there anything that I forgot to mention?
I don't
or
really
that
think so.
Just. come to Kansas City Comic Con and have the best weekend to end your year out before the holidays.
I love that. Yeah. And I also want to thank you all, too, because you brought two pairs of tickets. So, two pairs of tickets to the Kansas City Comic Con. So when we go to break here, I'm going to take the second and the third caller. Don't call me right now because I'm not going to answer the phone. Call me at 816-931-5534. That's the second and third caller. Now, you would need to come to the station, KKFI, at 39th and Main. We're on the second floor. You would need to pick them up today or at least by Friday during business hours, 8 to 4 p.m. So, yes. Thank you so much for the oh, is everyone calling? Everyone's calling. So thank you so much for the tickets, guys.
No, it's
and
our
you
pleasure.
Know we're gonna have a blast this
it's
weekend.
Be great.
So thank you.
Even better if you show up.
I would love that.
And I tell you what, if you go to the Facebook page, scroll through the announcements and the posts of who we've got coming to the show, so you're aware. If you have any books you need signed, you know who's gonna be there. But also check out some of Barry and I's roadshow videos. We've been covering a lot of the stores around the region, and I think that that's very important that we've let the public know about these hobby stores, because without them, there's no Comic-Con, I feel like, and there's no support for the pop culture environment. So check those videos out, and then if you see Barry and I on the floor after you do so, say hi.
I love that. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Judd. Thank you for bringing a wonderful event to Kansas City. So
thank you.
You bet. We're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. This is ArtSpeak Radio. Anthony's like, oh, that was a little too loud in my ears. ArtSpeak Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Up next, we have the wonderfully talented Anthony A.O. Orpeza, who is a very talented artist, has over 20 years of design experience in graphics, web publishing, storytelling, illustration, and painting. And recently, he's just gotten a lot of coverage because of his Super Mayor Sly James. Kansas City Comic Con unveils the Super Mayor James created by Anthony. Welcome, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You are all over the place, and we love that about you. And you're going to be featured in Kansas City Comic Con as well, right?
Right. Yeah, I have a couple tables there. I'll be showing some of the Mego Man artwork, and I also have my sports art there as well. Two tables today, or this weekend.
Well, and let's talk about Amigo Man, because I know this was something that you've created just out of a passion and as a need in the community. Tell us about it.
About early 90s, I was coming home from school. I was at Rocker's College, and I'd come down here on Main Street to go to Clint's. And after a class, we had a certain discussion, and I took a step back and looked at the shelf, and I said, you know what? There aren't any main character, superhero characters that are similar to me or my background or anything like that, socioeconomical or anything close. And I mean, on the way home, I was like, well, why couldn't I create one? Or why isn't there one out there?
Yeah.
And needless to say, I didn't know how much work was involved in this kind of deal, which people just think, oh, they just draw it and all of a sudden this book appears. But you're talking research on everything, the characters, you know, background, his parents, where he lives, what he does, who are his brothers and sisters.
It's almost as though you gave birth to him. I mean, because you had this idea.
That sounds kind of weird.
You got to give him a
yeah. No, but yes, but the thing is it spawned from, you know, the history of comic books down in the past. I mean, when you do research on comic books, you know, you find out that Superman was created by, you know, two Jewish gentlemen.
Right.
And the story behind that. And all of the, you know, it came from somewhere, and there was some sort of personal effect or quality from the individuals who created him that made Superman what Superman, you know, started out to be. And the same thing with my character. Amigo Man comes, he comes from a single parent, which I do. He comes from either middle or lower middle class, which I do. He came from a primarily, I guess you say it's a good mix, but Latin community, you know, and in that community they spoke English and Spanish. And so I had those things. Then on top of that, my story is the city of Del Oro is the name of the city, but it's Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And it's two Kansas Cities because I came from Argentine, KCK, which is where my dad's from. But my mom grew up on the west side there in KCMO. So in my book, East Del Oro and West Del Oro are Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri, the Argentine west side sort of sprinkled on there. So, and that gave me a foundation to build. Now, Amigo Man, of course, is a strapping young character. He's in shape, unlike myself, but nevertheless, he is, and he's lost in mm-hmm. his teens, mm-hmm. like many mm-hmm. of us were or are. But he had a father figure who came in and helped shape him to make him understand that, look, you can go the gang life, or you can go a different way, which is probably a little tougher, but in the long run, you might be better off. So the father figure came in, which a lot of us growing up didn't have that on a consistent basis, which people think it's about comic books and fighting evil versus good.
Yeah.
It's basically, if you break it down, it's about the positive effect a strong male role model will have mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. on a young man to help him get through life. So
I love that. Amigo Man is the Latin Avenger. And it's just terrific. It's been very popular, and kids and adults both, they love Amigo Man, don't they?
And this, I go visit schools throughout the year. And I've been pretty lucky to get connected with some of the organizations to link me to the schools. And the thing is, I have found I've been to, you know, all the Comic Cons in Kansas mm-hmm, City, mm-hmm. and my tables, and be honest with you, haven't been like you see with the big stars. You get mm-hmm. the lines and everything. I get mm-hmm. teachers, librarians, you know, and some kids who are visiting school, because most of my kids that I go visit, they're playing soccer or they're playing sports on the weekend.
Sure.
And they haven't been really cheap to attend.
Yeah.
So what I do is I go to the schools, and if I have a good product that's, you know, not too graphic or mm-hmm. not, the mm-hmm. language is not mm-hmm. over the top, the schools they allow me to come in. And so I get my books. I sell the books to the schools while I'm in the schools versus them coming to the show. But the thing is when they're at the show, they get to see a ton of stuff. They get to see original drawings. They get to see prints. They get to ask questions, and we give demos. So it's
cool. But going to the schools, you've put the book in their hands then.
Absolutely.
So that gives them that introduction to Amigo Man and his tales of, you know, adventure and
exactly. It's story. I tell them the whole story. And on top of that, I get to show them every classroom gets their own art demonstration of how I draw that. And it's really cool. It's really cool.
Yeah. And I'm sure that's going to be exciting for so many people because, you know, you see it, you know, in the drawn form in the magazine mm-hmm. or comic book. Mm-hmm. But to actually see someone creating it before your eyes, it's very magical.
It's all from shapes and lines, and then it forms into something really, really cool. Yeah.
Beautiful. And let's talk about your super mayor, Sly James, because he's just been recently unveiled, right?
Yeah, it was, I got a call out of the blue, and, you know, Comic-Con said, hey, we want to see if you'd be up for drawing a couple comic book characters, one yours, Amigo Man, and the other one, the mayor. And I was like, okay. And then we're gonna make these things 8 feet tall. We're going to take them around the city so people
can take you brought them in today, they're sitting in the green room, standing, I should say. They're huge, but I love them.
Monsters.
Yeah, monster. I love them. We all took pictures with them.
The mayor loved it.
Oh, I bet.
They loved them.
I bet.
It was amazing. And the thing is, you know, it's weird because the comic book, this little project, which mm-hmm. I thought it was little, but it's actually grown to be
it's
something
huge.
Big.
Yeah.
It's allowed me to not only meet more people, but also meet the mayor and actually visit his office, which never in a million years I think I'd be able to visit the mayor's office. Yeah.
And Anthony, please share your website with our listeners because, you know, they can look at Amigo Man or perhaps order.
Sure. AmigoMan.com, one word. Uh-huh. And then also you can see artwork and other character stuff on AOArt5.com. And Facebook stuff and Twitter stuff, they're all linked on the website. So AmigoMan.com and AOArt5, the number 5.com.
And which brings me to a lot of the sports paintings that you've created for the Kansas City Royals. Mm-hmm. I have in my hand just many of the Royals players, Kane and Hosmer and Hosmer?
Hosmer.
Mm-hmm. Hosmer.
Hosmer, yeah.
I don't watch football or baseball. I don't do sports. There's Duffy.
Yep. Yeah.
So this has been really successful for you too, hasn't it?
Yeah, about 2000, 13, I actually believe it or not, the sports paintings stemmed from a painting I did of Mother Teresa.
That's right.
And
yeah.
So once I finished that, that gave me a little confidence and a little boost to go ahead and keep going and keep trying to perfect the craft. And so then I started doing baseball sports, sports art. And then that Lorenzo Cain was my first one. And then from there, it's just been, I've been attempting to, you know, refine the craft. And
life has been good for you.
Well, life has been a little bit better. I'm not going to say it's been good, but it's been better. And I have, from the sports art, it has also allowed me to do other design work, whether it's logos or graphics or, you know, non-sports artwork like rock and roll. I just did an Eddie Vedder. I did something for Donnelly College. I did the Pope, the painting of the Pope.
Right,
and
right.
then also have done something like a rodeo. I did a painting of a gentleman on a bronco. So, I mean, it's just a wide range that my painting is starting to allow me to work on.
Now, will we see a sample of the wide range of work that you created at the Kansas City Comic Con?
Absolutely. I'll have a couple original pieces. Okay. I'll have some printed work, and then I'll have a limited edition of books, whether it's Amigo Man comic books, and also have a limited run of some of the prints. So, yes, we'll have a wide range. Then I'll also have samples of some of the original artwork, some of the sketches that we started 10 years ago, 10-plus years. Yeah,
I think it's important to see sort of that beginning, and then, you know, as a timeline, I think that gives you a sense of what it takes to create and get something going, this idea.
Well, when I go to the libraries or to the schools, I break it down for them. I'm like, look, we come up with an idea, and then we take that idea and we form that idea into something a little more solid, and then we build on it. So then they get the idea that, you know what, I'm a fourth grader, I'm a fifth grader. I have a lot of ideas when it comes to characters or even doing different artwork. And the only thing I can tell them is just get out there and do the work. You can
beautiful.
Do it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in today, Anthony. You know, and congratulations on all the great work that you've been doing, and keep it up, because we really appreciate Amigo Man and, of course, our super sly.
Well, thank you. And I also sly have to James. Say thanks. For me, it's for me, it's never been, and believe me, I've tried, it's never been just a one-man show. I've had my partner in crime when it comes to the comic book, Lorenzo Lozana, is out of St. Louis, and he has been the best artist for this book. My mom, you know, cooking food for me sometimes. My sisters, even though they partially, you know, like sisters can get on our nerves a bit, but they're still there, you know, they're still there, and they, you know, they have food for me on some weekends, or, you know, my brother's there whenever I need him. So, and then the schools have been all accepting. The Comic-Con, this is the first Comic-Con that's ever said, hey, we know you're from Kansas City, we know what you do, we want you to help represent us, but yes, we also want to feature you on some things, which
beautiful.
Is, I mean, never in a million years, you know. So I want to thank, and also, you know, the radio station here. I mean, I've been here a couple of times, and it's been great.
Well, you know, the door is always open for you, my friend.
Thank you.
Very
the best.
Good.
The best.
And I got making movies for you, so we're going to be right back
right
with
on.
Art Speak Radio after this. Phew. After all that, we're back. This is Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd. This is Stephen Curtis sitting across from me. Stephen Curtis is the former director of community and building engagement. He's recently celebrated the amazing CB&E programs that he and his team have developed over the over the past 7 years. But now he's excited to see what is next as he moves on to new opportunities and adventures. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me on your show.
You
bet. It's always good to see you.
Well, you know, thank you for the great things that you've brought to the community. Where do you go from here? Disneyland?
Well, maybe. I'm certainly going to take a month or so off and kind of think about the things that I've enjoyed doing the last few years and try to focus on them a little more. And then we'll just start off and see what happens from there. But I'm excited about it. There's work out there to be had if you want it. And I just got to make sure it's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And I sort of jump through a window about every 8 or 10 years. And there's a lot of excitement in that fall to the ground to see how you're going to land. And a lot of learning going on, and I'm looking forward to it.
You're not afraid to take risks or opportunities, because, I mean, as you know, the former director for the community, Kansas City, Kansas, right?
Yeah. Community housing around that
you
county.
Really had to put yourself in places that maybe were uncomfortable or really kind of take risks, really kind of push yourself, right?
Sure. Well, I think that's what life's about. Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess you can look at it from sitting in a chair on your porch or whatever. Or you can mm-hmm. go out and mix it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. I like what it brings. There's a lot to learn out there.
So what are you kind of thinking? Are you still, I know you're probably still trying to form in your mind that direction, but what are some ideas that you have from here?
Yeah, sure. There's a couple of things that I've done over the last 7 years I'd like to push down on a little bit more. Getting kids next to elementary schools, get them involved in working and growing food for the school through hydroponics.
You're another Mark Manning.
That's right. I kind of like doing that. It was a lot of fun working with the kids. And our mural program that the Art Squad does, I'd like to build that out a little more. There's a lot of neighborhoods mm-hmm. in town and in the region that could use a program like that, so I'll market to them as well.
Well, and are you wanting to stay primarily in Kansas City, Kansas, and that part of the city?
I would like to, but mm-hmm. I think the opportunities are where they are, and I don't mind a little travel now and then. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you know, there were so many things that happened that took place in Kansas City, Kansas, Strawberry Hill, mm-hmm. all of that really historic. Those historic neighborhoods on the hill, right?
Right. Strawberry Hill is an amazing place. It's one of our better neighborhoods. Yeah. It's growing fast. There's a lot of, it's close to the bottoms. It's close to the crossroads. And it's still affordable. And it's on the bluffs. So that's a great place to live.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes in the 7 years that you were there with the Community and Building Engagement Organization, right?
Yeah. We work primarily in the Grandview Corridor. It's mm-hmm. five neighborhoods in the mm-hmm. core of Kansas City, Kansas. And there have been a lot of changes through our projects at the park and mural program, the Epic Clay Studio, which, by the way, we just dedicated a new sculpture for the garden next door, Rita Blitt.
Rita Blitt, yes.
It's amazing. And she wanted it interactive so people could write on it. And also we put out chalk, and they've been writing things on it, signing their names and all. So that's great to see.
Well, will you be around just until you kind of transition to the next stopping
City? Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, if people want to maybe take a tour of sort of the areas that you were talking about, the Epic Clay and, you know, the different parks and that.
Sure. D'Oslin, who has worked with me the last 7 years, is still at CHWC.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And I'm sure CHWC would be glad to, you know, organize those tours to let people see and all. There's some really nice things we've created that are really good for the community, and people like them.
And I'm sure you're going to be missed as part of the center of all the programming that took place. But, time to move on.
Time to move on. Yeah. You know, I relate it to we all tend to make left turns all the time because we know what's in that space, be it good, bad, or whatever. We know we can survive it. But once in a while, you got to take a right turn and go off into another direction and kind of check and see who you are and where you're focused.
We love that about you, Stephen. Is there anything that you want to talk about that I've left out of this quick conversation?
I think one other thing, I mean, this is about me and not about my work, but I think one other thing that I've really missed over the years is spending more time making images. That was a career of mine for many years.
You're one of those. You're one of those creative people.
Everything's on my phone right now. I'd like to put a real camera in my hand and do some things, but I'm really trying to space out more things. I work about 50 hours a week for most months out of the year. I want to get that down to around 30 maybe even 25, and never spend vacation longer than about 8 days in some place. I want to go someplace for a month and just live there for a month and engage the community around it.
Well, when you find out where you're going to go next, go there, then come back and talk with us. Would you? Absolutely.
Always glad to come back.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Stephen Curtis. You're just a gem. You know, we really appreciate all the work that you've put into the city and into the community, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet. Hey, kid, we're going to be right back with ArtSpeak Radio after this. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to ArtSpeak Radio. We have one more guest up next. We've got Kimberly Howard of the Mid-Continent Public Library, and she's going to talk about the storytelling celebration. There's so much going on in the city. The storytelling celebration that's taking place November 8th through the 11th. It's a four-day event. It's the 18th annual Kansas City Storytelling Celebration, and it brings local, regional, and national storytellers together for a four-day event. So welcome, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Wow. So, you know, looking at the website, there's a Thursday night storytelling concert that's taken place. There's stories, creating stories from your ethnic and cultural heritage. There's all sorts of things going on. So let's start with what you want to talk about first.
Well, you're right. We have all sorts of things going on. We are in partnership with Maplewoods Community College to do this event, and we bring in storytellers locally, regionally, and nationally to just go out into the community and tell stories. We go into schools and libraries and retirement centers, Boys and Girls Clubs. It's just a lot of fun.
You know, who doesn't love a good story? You know, I always think of my guests, you know, when they come into the studio to talk on air, they're telling a story in a sense. You know, there's always a beginning, a middle, and an end. Mm-hmm. But for us, this 18th annual Kansas City Storytelling Celebration is a little different, where it is about performance and creating stories from your cultural heritage and so on, right?
Yes. Some of the stories that are told are just based on personal experience. Some are told from cultural history, and then also bringing history alive through stories and just, you know, making that very interesting and entertaining. And we are also, as part of the events, we offer workshops. So on Saturday, at our Woodneath location, we have performances as well as workshops going on all throughout the day. So there's something for everyone.
And I love one of the events that's listed as Kids Story Boxing Workshop. And I believe that takes place on Saturday as well.
Yes.
But, you know, for more information, because there is like just so many things, so many events and workshops that are available, the website is mymcpl.org/story-center/storytelling-celebration, which is a lot.
It's a lot, yes.
But actually, you could probably go to mymcpl.org and
Absolutely.
Then from there.
Yes, and you can go from there, yes.
Yeah. So, and again, there's so many things going on. Storytelling concert with Geraldine Buckley.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I love that. A story jam, storytelling for everyone. And you have several well-known storytellers on tap for this event, right?
Sheila Arnold. Yes, every year we bring in what we call four featured tellers, and they come in from all across the United States, so it's always awesome to be able to catch them, as well as we do have storytelling events going on at other of our local branches with local and regional storytellers.
Yeah, and I should mention that, you know, again, the website, mymcpl.org, will show you what's happening at the different branch locations, which there are several. There's a North Independence Branch, some in Lee Summit, mm-hmm. Parkville? Yeah.
Parkville,
yeah.
And
Buckner.
Tonight at our South Independence location at 7 o'clock, there will be a storyteller.
Who's that with? Do you know?
I don't know.
That's okay.
Off the top of my head of
That's
which
okay.
storyteller that one will
I
be.
I like to put people on the spot. But, you know, I think this is just really wonderful, because with storytelling, people don't always realize that they're telling a story, because they think storytelling is sitting in front of a group of people, but we all have our stories to share and to tell, right?
Right. A lot of times people think storytelling is a story time, and that is different. A story time is usually when you sit down with a group of kids and you're reading a story. Storytelling is telling a story from memory, and it's more performance-based.
Yeah.
So it is definitely different, and it's for all ages, because a lot of times people people think storytelling is just for kids. It is not. Mm-mm, it's for all ages.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's really important to carry on those sort of, you know, oral stories, traditions, and that. There's something that caught my eye in this storytelling celebration, and one workshop that's called Reversing Interpretation Workshop.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
That's the one that is... I'm sorry, I'm not completely familiar with that one. We have so many going on.
You do. Well, I know that there's something for everybody
there is
really,
for everyone.
And it should be, you know, it's family oriented.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yes, yeah. And like I said, there are workshops and there's storytelling concerts that are geared towards just adults and geared towards families and geared towards kids. So there is something for everyone.
And I love the explanation of this, out of the old, creating stories from your ethnic and cultural heritage. Learn to craft new stories, personal and fictional, using enduring folklore and narratives from the past. Sounds really exciting, really interesting, and that's going to be at the Midwest Genealogy Center.
Yes.
And for people who haven't been there, boy,
it's a beautiful location. And if you're interested in researching your family history, that is a great location to go to. There's a lot of trained staff there that can help you do that research. Mm-hmm. A lot of classes there as well on teaching you how to do family research. And that particular program that you mentioned is just a great way when you're doing family research. It's great to be able to kind of bring your ancestors alive.
Yeah,
that workshop will kind of help you do that, you know, how you can do that as you're doing your family research.
Kimberly Howard is the Assistant Manager of Community Programming, talking about the 18th Annual Kansas City Storytelling Celebration this weekend, November 8th through, today is November 8th,
yes.
November 8th through the 11th, and it's going to be all over the different Mid-Continent Public Library branches.
Yes.
And for more information, the website is mymcpl.org, and that will give you all the workshops and locations and times and that.
That's correct.
Uh-huh. Very good. Well, thank you so much, Kimberly Howard. And I know you'll be back, right?
Oh, I'd love to come back. Yes, I'd love to come back. And if I could just give one more website, because there are events going all over the Kansas City metro area. There is another website that you can go to. It's kcstorytelling.mcckc.edu, and that gives the complete schedule of all of the events going around the Kansas City metro area.
Beautiful. I thank you so much. Come
thank
back.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Also, I want to say thank you to Barry Poole, Stephen Curtis, Judd Kite, Anthony Orpeza, Kimberly Howard. Thank you all so much. And next week, November 15th, we've got Sydney Ross and Tommy Frank. Stay tuned for Jazz in the Afternoon with Jeff Harshbarger, my lovely, talented Jeff Harshbarger. Thank you so much for listening. Do download our podcast at kkfi.org. You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Honey, I'm coming home.